1975. Notice of this meeting. I'm going to read that over, okay? Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. In an effort to prevent further spread of COVID-19 pandemic, the public meeting for the remainder of the year 2020 have been changed to Zoom webinar or teleconference meeting until further notice. Notice of the meeting revision was published in May 13, 2020 issue of the Star Ledger, May 2, 2020 issue of the Herald News, and Tap into Nutley. The public will be able to listen to the Board of Commissioners meeting and participate during the designated public comment portion of the meeting by utilizing access through a URL link or dial-in number provided on the Township website. Commissioner Kelly.
Present.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Here.
Mayor Tucci.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you. I see we have minutes for July 21st, 2020.
Yes.
Second.
Thank you. Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye. Thank you. We also have minutes from two executive sessions, one on July 21st, 2020, and August 11th, 2020.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
I will abstain on the July 21st set of minutes, and I vote aye for the August 11th.
Thank you.
And communications correspondence?
We have no communications today.
Thank you. I will now turn the program over to Commissioner Kelly to read his proclamation.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a proclamation for Women's Equality Day. Today represents the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. So we want to honor that significant achievement in our history. Whereas the Nutley Board of Commissioners recognizes that the pursuit of equality, respect, and inclusion for all individuals is an attainable goal, and whereas women's equality is a core civil and human rights principle in the United States and around the world, across America, women are contributing to our economy and our nation in innovative and exciting ways. From businesses to battlefields, women are vital to the prosperity and security of our country. And whereas no human being should live in fear or face persecution and violence arising from gender or gender identity, and all are equal in dignity and in right. Whereas the Township of Nutley celebrates and encourages diversity, inclusion, and the rights of all women within our community. Whereas exactly 100 years ago, on August 18th, 1920, the 19th Amendment was ratified by the requisite majority of states to become law. Whereas on August 26, 1920, after years of fighting to break down the barriers that stood between them and the ballot box, American women won a victory in the right to vote when it was signed into law. Whereas we celebrate the anniversary of this victory that enables our mothers, sisters, grandmothers, aunts, friends, and all women, regardless of race, religion, ethnic origin, or color, to equally participate in this civil liberty that was denied to them for so long. Whereas we celebrate 100 years of this historic moment, the Nutley Board of Commissioners are committed to the belief that we are all entitled to equal treatment, supporting policies that help all women succeed and thrive, and we recognize that much work still needs to be done in this area. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners hereby proclaims the 26th day of August 2020 as Women's Equality Day throughout the Township of Nutley. So moved. Proclaimed.
This is a proclamation, Commissioner, so we don't need to move it, but on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners, I thank you for sponsoring this proclamation on our behalf, and it was a wonderful effort. Thank you. Okay, we will now move.
Mayor, I just want to thank Commissioner Evans because he did in fact help with some of the language as well. So I don't want to shortchange his contributions either.
Thank you, Commissioner Evans. We know you are a very fine, detailed person. So thank you. Gentlemen, you want to add anything? Okay.
I think I just got slammed.
Reports, public safety.
Yes, Mayor, we have our monthly report for public safety. Thank you.
Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. I have a code enforcement report for the month of July.
Thank you. We'll move into bills.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for August 18, 2020. Department totals, public affairs, $124,572.95. Revenue and finance, $2,411,341.15. Public safety, $33,843.54. Public works, $52,896.16. Parks and public property, $41,750.57. Water utility, $21,490.29. Regular total payroll, $783,633.13. Overtime payroll total, $40,384.61. COVID overtime payroll total, $4,512.17. Total payroll, $828,529.91. For a grand total of $3,514,424.57.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you so much. This evening, sitting in for our township attorney, Alan Genitempo, who underwent a procedure, we have Judge Paris with us. Welcome, Judge. Thank you for being here. We will now entertain public comment on agenda items only.
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good. My name is Janet Canonico, and I live at 464 Bloomfield Avenue in Nutley. I want to express my appreciation for the proclamation regarding Women's Equality Day and your recognition of the significant milestone we're celebrating today, namely the centennial of the 19th Amendment, ensuring women nationwide the right to vote. Your approval of this proclamation confirms your belief in what it states. So I request that each of you look within the departments you lead and ask yourself, am I demonstrating in my leadership and actions my commitment to equality? If you took a separate average of the salaries of men and the salaries of women in your department and compared them, would you be proud of those numbers? Access and opportunity are the basics in achieving equality. How many women firefighters, police officers, building inspectors, parks workers, road department employees, etc., are there? Who in your department really makes the money, men or women? Who leads your department, men or women? I accept in good faith your intentions in this proclamation. I'm asking that each of you translate this into action that ensures fair representation within your departments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Seeing no other public comments at this time, Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans?
I'm good.
Commissioner Kelly?
None for me, thank you.
Commissioner Scarpelli? Commissioner Petracco? Okay, and I have nothing also, so thank you. We will move into ordinance introductions. First ordinance we have on this evening I'm introducing this on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners. This is an ordinance of the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex adopting the Nutley HLR Phase 3 redevelopment plan. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final.
September 15th.
September 15th?
September 15th.
September 15th. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye. Thank you. Our next ordinance is an ordinance on second reading. It's ordinance number 3448, sponsored by Commissioner Kelly. Does anyone want to be heard on this ordinance? No one. Seeing none, Commissioner Kelly, I'll turn it over to you.
This is just a ordinance, just amending the salary ordinance. It's pretty self-explanatory and descriptive.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Yes, we need a motion to close the hearing. Can you hear us? I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll let them be heard.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Moore.
Mayor Tucci. Let him be heard. Thank you. I appreciate that one. Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Can we get the salaries that were actually have this ordinance for? I did not see them listed in the ordinance.
Commissioner Kelly, would you like to respond to Mr. Moore?
What's the question?
I would like to know what salaries are being adjusted. There's no listing of them in the ordinance.
I'm just changing the range. The previous range was 20,000 to 25,000. This range is 5,000 to 30,000.
For what?
It gives us the ability to negotiate and get more competitive rates.
For who? What are the positions?
The public health position.
I'm trying to understand what positions they are. Secretary,
the public health physician.
It's only one position, Mr. Moore.
Okay, that's what I wanted to find out. It didn't appear that clear. Thank you for clearing it up. Thank you.
Okay, I believe I had a motion to close the public hearing. I'll entertain a second.
Second.
Mr. Kelly.
Aye.
Mr. Evans.
Aye.
Mr. Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you. Our next ordinance on second reading this evening is ordinance number 34. I'm sorry. Want to move the ordinance? Thank you.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye. Sorry about that, Commissioner.
No problem.
Okay, now we will move into Commissioner Petracco's ordinance number 3447. Does anyone wish to be heard on this? No one there. I'll entertain a motion to close public hearing.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And this ordinance is number 3447, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7. I move the ordinance by title.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. We will now move into resolutions. Commissioner Kelly, I see you have nothing this evening. Is that correct?
Correct, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Evans?
Yes, I have one resolution this evening, Mayor, which is in here. There it is.
You need it, Commissioner?
I just picked it up the wrong way. So, one second. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of tax charges in the amount of $2,490.15 for Block 404, Lot 7. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
I have nothing else this evening, Mayor.
Thank you for being here, Commissioner.
My pleasure.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas bids for the NJDOT Grant Avenue Roadway Improvement Section 2, Myrtle Avenue to River Road, were received and opened on Wednesday, July 29, 2020. And whereas Granada Construction Corp, 147 Thomas Street, Newark, New Jersey, was the lowest responsible bidder. And whereas the base bid for the NJDOT Grant Avenue Roadway Improvement Section 2, Myrtle Avenue to River Road, is in the amount of $552,507. And whereas funds are available from account number G041644401 in the amount of $406,964 and account number G041584401 in the amount of $145,543 for a total bid amount of $552,507. Whereas funds have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to Granada Construction not to exceed $552,507, and that the mayor and the township clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is a resolution that I present on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a continuing need to retain professional services of a licensed planner, Topology LLC, to provide professional planning services related to the ongoing redevelopment of the Hoffman LaRoche properties in Township of Nutley. And whereas this contract is awarded without competitive bidding as a professional service in accordance with NJSA 19:44A-20.5 of the local public contracts law, because the contract is for a service performed by a person or persons authorized by law to practice a recognized profession that is regulated by law, and whereas after completing interviews of several potential candidates, the Board of Commissioners has determined that Topology, located at 60 Union Street, Newark, New Jersey, is best suited to provide these services to the Township of Nutley, and whereas Topology has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit them from making any reportable contributions to the term of the contract, and whereas funds are available from account number 0-01-226-205, subject to the adoption of the 2020 municipal budget, and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer and or will be reimbursed by escrow accounts set up by each respective developer of the property, and whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from July 3rd, 2020 through July 2nd, 2021, and whereas Topology LLC continues to provide professional planning services at a blended rate of $150 an hour, not to exceed $50,000, now therefore be it resolved, the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey does hereby designate Topology LLC as the planner and enter into an agreement slash contract prepared by the Township Attorney in an amount not to exceed $50,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco. Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. This is another resolution on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners. Whereas at the direction of the Township Board of Commissioners, Mazur Consulting Professional Group prepared a preliminary investigation report entitled "The Redevelopment Study of Area Determination of Need for the Hoffman LaRoche Site, Nutley and Clifton, in the Township of Nutley, Essex County, New Jersey," dated February 2nd. And whereas concerning the property as defined in accordance with local redevelopment and housing law, and whereas on March 3rd, the Board of Commissioners adopted a resolution declaring the block so noted in this resolution as part of that, and whereas the Board of Commissioners adopted the redevelopment plan entitled Redevelopment Plan Nutley HLR Phase 1 for a portion of the redevelopment area comprised of the blocks as noted, and whereas on September 17th, 2015, Hoffman LaRose submitted an application with the Planning Board seeking preliminary final subdivision approval, which subdivision as approved by the Planning Board permits the subdivision of Phase 1 premises into a total of 4 separately identifiable lots. Whereas on April 7, 2018, after conducting the requisite hearings, the Board of Commissioners via Ordinance 3392 adopted the plan entitled Nutley Phase 2A Redevelopment Plan as amended. And whereas the Township and PB Nutcliffe Master LLC, who's the redeveloper, entered into a redevelopment agreement dated March 5, 2017 as amendment, the Phase 2A Redevelopment Agreement covering the redevelopment of the Phase 2A project, and whereas as the date hereof, the redeveloper has received preliminary and final major subdivision approval pursuant to the Planning Board Resolution PB 18-00003 adopted on September 19, 2018. Whereas under Section 7.4A, approval process of the redevelopment plan, the redeveloper shall submit all plans to the Board of Commissioners for review and authorization to proceed before the Planning Board prior to submitting a site plan or subdivision application to the Planning Board. And whereas the redeveloper desires to seek Planning Board approval to modify the off-street parking number and configuration and landscaping serving Building 101, now known as 111 Ideation Way, from the previously reviewed and authorized by the Board of Commissioners for subdivision of 111 Ideation Way into two lots. And whereas the redeveloper submitted and presented the following to the Board of Commissioners, a plan prepared by Greenberg Farrow dated through July 14, 2020, entitled Previously / Revised Proposal Site Layout Comparison, consisting of one sheet, a plan prepared by the same group dated July 14, 2020. Whereas the Board of Commissioners, in consultation with the Township Professionals, has reviewed the consistency review materials and have determined that same are generally consistent with the redevelopment plan and Phase 2A redevelopment agreement, and whereas subject to and conditioned upon the redeveloper replenishing the escrow accounts under the Phase 2A redevelopment agreement to $40,000 and escrow agreement Phase 3, 2020, dated February 2020, by and between the redeveloper and the Township of Nutt Township to $50,000 prior to making any submission to the Planning Board, the Board of Commissioners desires to approve the consistency review materials for the purpose of permitting the redeveloper to submit a site plan and or subdivision application to the Planning Board that is consistent with the consistency review materials. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners hereby authorize the redeveloper to submit a site plan and or subdivision application to the Planning Board that is consistent with the consistency review materials, subject to and conditioned upon the redeveloper replenishing the escrow accounts under the Phase 2A redevelopment agreement to $40,000 and the escrow agreement Phase 3, 2020, dated February 2020, by and between the redeveloper and the Township to $50,000 prior to making any such submission to the Planning Board. Further resolved that a copy of this resolution shall be published as required by law. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye. Thank you. This is also a resolution that I'm presenting on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need for the services of a special redevelopment council for redevelopment of the Diamond Spring site through a non-fair and non-open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A 20.5 and NJSA 20A:11.1 as amended, and whereas John P. Inglesino of the law firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wysiscala, and Taylor, 600 Parsippany Road, Parsippany, New Jersey, has ably and continuously provided various special development counsel to the township over the years, and whereas John P. Inglesino of Inglesino, Webster, Wysiscala, and Taylor has submitted a 2020 fee schedule to provide such services at an hourly rate of $215 for legal services by attorneys, an hourly rate of $100 for services by paralegal or law clerk, and whereas the contract will not exceed $25,000 for the period September 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, and funds are available from account number 0-01012205, which will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification is subject to adoption of the 2020 municipal budget. And whereas the law firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wysiscala, and Taylor has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 15:44A 20.5 or the Township's local unit pay-to-play ordinance or New Jersey Election Law Enforcement Commission disclosure requirements that the contract will bar John P. and Lucima from making any reportable contributions through the term of this contract. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and County of Essex, State of New Jersey, contract for Special Development Council as follows. That Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver a contract for professional legal services with John P. Inglesino of Inglesino, Webster, Wykoskala, and Taylor, Parsippany, New Jersey, pursuant to a non-fair and non-open process in accordance with NJSA 19:44A 20.5 for a term beginning September 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020 for the stated hourly rates not to exceed $25,000. B, a copy of this resolution as well as the contract and the business disclosure entity certification and business entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with the clerk. And C, a copy of the resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of its passage. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. The entire Board of Commissioners. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need for the services of a Special Redevelopment Council for downtown redevelopment of the downtown area, including the Ciccolini site, through a non-fair and non-open contract as a professional service pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A 20.5 and NJSA 20A 11.1 as amended, and whereas John P. Inglesino, the law firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wykoskala, and Taylor, Parsippany, New Jersey, has ably and continuously provided various special development counsel to the Township over the years, and whereas John P. Inglesino of Inglesino, Webster, Wykoskala, and Taylor has submitted a 2020 fee schedule to provide such services at an hourly rate of $215 for legal services by attorneys and an hourly rate of $100 for services by paralegal or law clerks. And whereas the contract will not exceed $25,000 for the period September 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, and funds are available from account number 0-01-012-205, which will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer. Said certification is subject to adoption of the 2020 municipal budget. And whereas the firm of Inglesino, Webster, Wykoskala, and Taylor has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 15:44A 20.5 or the Township's local unit pay-to-play ordinance or New Jersey Election Law Enforcement Commission disclosure requirements, and that the contract will bar John P. Inglesino from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. Now therefore be resolved that the Mayor and Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, contract for a Special Development Council as follows. A, the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute, seal, and deliver a contract for professional legal services with John P. Inglesino of the law firm as so stated, Parsippany, New Jersey, pursuant to a non-fair and open process in accordance with NJSA 19:44A 20.5 for a term beginning September 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2020 for the stated hourly rates not to exceed $25,000. B, a copy of this resolution as well as the contract and the business disclosure entity certification and business entity disclosure of campaign contributions shall be placed on file with the clerk, and C, a copy of the resolution shall be published as required by law within 10 days of its passage. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. I believe that completes all of our business for this evening. We will now open the meeting up to the public.
Would you like me to read public comment, Mayor?
Please.
All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should state their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person should limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor.
I see Mr. Moore's smiling face.
This is Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mayor Tucci, I have two questions. What was the settlement on the Diamond Spring case?
There has been no settlement.
It's then why is are we putting a contract out for Ingesino for development? Did I misunderstand that?
This is to begin a process to determine is either a need, an area in need of redevelopment or rehabilitation, Mr. Moore.
So there is absolutely no settlement so far in the case itself?
None that I'm aware of, no, sir.
Okay. There's another one. It's a little cumbersome. I'm looking at May overtime and COVID bills for May this year, which is quite a large amount of money. What are we going to do to recapture some of that? Are we going to file the bonds that the governor said that we're allowed to do for COVID recovery? Is that part of the process to recapture? I believe it's about $5 million.
I'm sorry, $5 million?
In May, in the bill list for May, that I've noticed that there seems to be a lot of money for COVID overtime, I guess COVID expenses. And I would like to know what the town was going to do to recapture some of that money. I'm sure it's going to impact the budget.
A large portion of that money, and I'll ask Commissioner Evans to give his explanation of this, but a large part of that money did in fact come from the County CARES Act, all right, to cover those expenses. I'm not sure where you're getting those amounts from, but Commissioner Evans, would you like to comment?
I'm not sure. We didn't have $5 million worth of overtime in May.
Between overtime and probably COVID expenses, it came pretty close to $5 million as far as I can see. I could be wrong. I'll admit to that, but just doing a rough draft.
What I would tell you is I don't know what the amount is. I don't have May in front of me, but COVID-related expenses that the municipality is incurring are reimbursable through two vehicles. One is through the county with the CARE Act money that was approved by the federal government, and the other is through FEMA. And that processing is taking place. We've already have received reimbursements, and that will continue.
Could you post the reimbursement? How much did we actually receive in reimbursements?
Necessary to do that. If you'd like to know what it is, just
yes, I would.
Send a request.
Okay, I will take care of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
There's no one else, Mayor.
There is no one else. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Mr. Evans.
Aye.
Mr. Petracco.
Aye.
Mr. Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
The time is 7:49.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.